Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Pay attention and follow. I'll try to read a bit slower so that we can, like the way I used to advise, take a pencil, take your Quran, a physical Quran. The places I'm pausing, just put a slash there to know appropriate place. I think I was not paying attention to that when I started earlier. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا أَفَأَمِنْتُمْ أَن يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرِّ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ أَنْ يُعِيدَكُمْ فِيهِ تَارَةً أُخْرَى فَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ قَاصِفًا مِنَ الرِّيحِ فَيُغْرِقَكُمْ بِمَا كَفَرْتُمْ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِهِ تَبِيعًا وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَّلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَهُ وَإِذًا لَاتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا الله said ولولا أن ثبتناك if not that we had made your feet firm, Ya Rasulallah. Laqad kitta, if you are left to your human nature, laqad kitta tarkanu ilayhim. You will have also leaned towards these unbelievers. Shay'an qalila, even if it's by little. Doesn't mean that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is weak by nature. No, he's Rahim. He's super merciful. He will look like, but why can't we just, you know, allow them a bit, give them some chance? Allah says, be hard on them. But by his nature, kulluhu rahmah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The whole of Allahu Akbar, the whole of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is rahmatun lil alamin. So sometimes he also wants to, like, maybe we take it easy with them, maybe we leave them, maybe these unbelievers, maybe. Allah says, if not, walawla an thabbatnak, if not that we held you very firm on the path, means that sometimes we need to be hard too. We need to be harsh on some things. Kitta tarkanu ilayhim shay'an qalila. Idha la adhaqnaka du'f al-hayat wa du'f al-mamat thumma la tajidu lak 'alayna nasira. La ilaha illallah. If you do that, we'll give you half of this and half of that. Half of this dunya and half of the akhirah. Instead of it to have your full package in akhirah, if you go for the dunya, we give you half of dunya. ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا. Then, if you stand with the unbelievers or people who are not on the path, no one will be able to save you from Allah. نكف هنا إن شاء الله. And we talk a bit about the surah, just like I promised, some introduction to the surah itself. Surah Isra. Surah Isra is a beautiful thing. Surah. The meaning of Isra itself is the night journey, as-sayru al-layl. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the surah by saying, Subhana الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. Glory be to Allah, glorified be Allah, who took his servant on a nightly journey. This name became popular with this surah in many of the masahif. There are different masahif and many books of tafsir. There's no hadith popular. I mean, there's no popular hadith that specifically say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it this name. Because some people will say today, and I've heard people say that, give me the evidence that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one who gave it Surah Isra. No. But it became popular. In the early time, the name that was given to it popularly during the early time of the companions and the people after them was what? Surah Bani Israel. Surah Bani Israel. Israel is different from Isra. Israel is different from Isra. They are two different things. Surah Bani Israel. So, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maybe we'll talk about that a bit. The surah talks about one of the greatest miracles that happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a long one. And this miracle, it may interest you to know. The ulama used to say that, مَا جَازَ أَن يَكُونَ مُعْجِزَةً لِلنَّبِي جَازَ أَن يَكُونَ كَرَامَةً لِوَلِي. Whatever is possible to be a mu'jiza. A mu'jiza is a miracle. In English, we say karama is also a miracle. So, but the difference to the ulama is that a mu'jiza from ajaza ya'jazu is that Allah gave it to challenge or to respond to the challenge of the unbelievers. Okay? But karama for a wali, for a friend of Allah, may not be a challenge to anything. It may just be a blessing for him. So a mu'jiza is a response before or preceding the challenge. Maybe they're going to ask about something, Allah already gave it to the Prophet. Or they ask and Allah said, okay, I'll give you this mu'jiza. So that was what Al-Isra was in that. Al-Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, said Surah Kahf and Surah Maryam and Surah Taha wal Anbiya hunna min al-itaq al-awwal.
they are among the early surahs that was revealed to people in Mecca. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca. It has a connection with Surah Al-Kahf. Earlier in the Ramadan, I wanted to do tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf. Maybe if Allah permits, maybe after Ramadan, you can look forward to that, bi-idhillah. Surah Al-Kahf came to tell a lot of stories because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was challenged. Tell us about the man who lived very long. Tell us about Zulqarnain. They didn't mention the name. They asked the story and stories like that. And tell us about the story of the people who lived for a long time and they didn't die. It was three things that was asked. And tell us about Ar-Ruh. So if we look at it maybe in another time, we'll see how these two are connected, inshallah. I'm checking the time. I don't want to take much time. And there's a lot that we need to say. About the naming, the early name that was given to the surah, like Surah to Bani Israel, Allah said in Ayah 4, just after he finished the matter of Al-Isra, the nightly ascension to the heavens that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, he said, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. This is important, especially at this time of the year or this time in the world calendar, where it is the same Bani Israel who are causing problem in the world. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدَنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. We have decreed that you will destroy the earth two times. وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And after that time, you rise above the earth. You have dominion over the earth. And to the end of that, but this is not the tafsir of the surah, just giving like a short background about the surah. What other thing do I need to that I want to add? Let's the surah was revealed to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca. Like we said, all the mufassirun said the suratun makkiyah bi ijma. There is no difference in opinion in that, and that's the same position of Sheikh Ibn Ashur and his tafsir at-tahrir wa tanwir. What are the major areas that the surah look about? The surah came to establish to us the existence of Allah and the support that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the different signs and evidences that Allah gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to support his message. وَبِشَارَتُهُ. And the glad tidings, a lot of glad tidings on victory, will support you, will help you when the enemies are against you. We are going to do this and that. Even when they want to send you away from Mecca, all of this, if you check the tafsir of the surah, in كَانَ. All of this, Allah said it in the surah. And that the Prophet, Allah encouraged the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also to be steadfast before the victory will come. This is a motivation for all of us. You are going through something in your life. If you stand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a promise that Allah said, He will lanansuranna. Allah will help those people who believe. Wa kana haqqan alayna. It is haqq for us. It is our responsibility. Nunjil mu'mineen. We will save the believers. Wa kana haqqan alayna. Nasrul mu'mineen. It is a haqq upon us. We would give the mu'mineen victory. In tansurullaha yansurkum. If you help the cause of Allah, it is a condition. Yansurkum. Like I said the other time, it is not yansurukum. It is yansurkum. The sukun on the ra shows that it is a condition. If you do that, wallahi. You want help? Wallahi, Allah will help you. So that is hatman. It is, there's no argument about that. The number of ayat in the Quran, and this is very important, please pay attention. You will read some Quran, and some, I think maybe someone asked me this question before, you read some Quran and you see that the ayah, for example, if you take Hafs Warsh Quran, the number of ayat in Surah Al-Kahf I think because I used to read Surah Al-Kahf a lot at some time. And I actually had the opportunity of reading from Warsh Quran. In fact, if you bring the Warsh Quran over there, over the shelf there, you see, the number of ayat in Surah Al-Kahf is 100. Yes. So what's the point I'm trying to make here? The point is, the number of ayat of the Quran is not sacrosanct. It's not like automatic. It's not like the Prophet said, put the ayah here, put the ayah here. Or sometimes it's not agreed upon. So it is 111 ayat in the Qira'ah of the Kufiyun. And 110 ayat in the Qira'ah of the rest. So this should not, because these days, people who are non-Muslims are trying to look for fault in the Quran. They want to say, oh, but you said that the Quran does not have different version. Why is it that there are different Qira'at? Why is it that there are different this X, Y, and Z? It's not like that. It's not the way they are thinking it. The ayah, and this is ma'luma for you, the ayah where they have a difference is lil adqani sujjada. Some of them said, an ayah is there. Some of them said, it goes to the end of the ayah. That's around ayah 107. You can check that. إلى آخر ما هنالك. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm looking at, do I have any other thing that I want to show us? Okay, some other beautiful things about the surah which I like to give. This is people who are interested in mathematics. We should just end with this. The number is chapter 17 of the Quran, and is the 50th surah to be revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the order of, you know, the order of revelation, tartibu nuzul is different from tartibu al-kitaba fil mushaf. The way it is, surah Iqra was one that was revealed first. It's not the first when you are reading the Quran. So, in the tartib al-nuzul, the way the Quran, the sequence in which the Quran was revealed is the 50th surah. And these are ma'lumah, these are information that we should teach our own children. The 50th surah in Revelation is Surah Isra. In arrangement is Surah 17. The surah was revealed in Mecca. In length, the ulama will say mi'ain is in the range of 200. They will say the maximum. Since it's 110, they will say it's in the range of the mi'ain. The ones that are 200 range. The surah started by praising Allah. Like, so if you are putting the category of how the beginning of the surah looks, you categorize it with surah or like soft, sabbaha lillahi, alhamdulillahi, alhamdulillahi fatiri samawat wal ars wa tukaf, surah al-fatir, alhamdulillahi lezi anzala ala abdi al-kitab wa lami ja'allahu waja, alhamdulillahi lezi khalaqa samawat wal ars wa ja'ala zulmat wa nur, usuma alladhina kafaru birabihi ya'adiluhun. All this surah that started with praising Allah, you put the surah in that category. If you are putting it in that order, one of the beautiful things about this surah is that there is no verse in the surah that was repeated. Unlike Surah Ar-Rahman, that you have فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. What's the longest word, kalima? Aha, nice. What's the longest word in this surah is Wabil Walidaini Fatatestajibuna. You see that it's like a tongue twister. If you are giving your children or your friend tongue twisters, pick this this verses. Layastaf. Even me, subhanAllah. If not that Allah Ta'ala made the Quran easy to recite, it will be too difficult for us as a group of people to recite it. La yastafizunak. So that's another tongue twister. What's the word that was most repeated in the verse is man in the Quran. When we want to go a bit more mathematical, the number of verses, that's why you should bring a jota. The number of harf, huruf, in this surah is 6,559. There's a letter that you'll find in every single ayah of this surah. It is Alif and Lam. Check it. Every single surah, every single ayah in this surah, you find Alif and Lam, the miracle of the Quran. Let's leave that. If I say this, what? Not in every ayah. There's some ayah you will not find known. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam. So bihada, naktafi bihada al-qadr. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with us and support us. Inshallah, for those of us who are following the time, around like an hour from now or before now, we want to make sure that the stream is just like around an hour bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Same time tomorrow, inshallah. Try to tune in, subscribe to the podcast or to the channel so that follow. I don't know what the difference is, so that you can download the mobile app if you can, so that and turn on the notification, so that even if you forget, the notification comes to your phone. The best time that you can spend, whether in Ramadan or not in Ramadan, is the time with the Quran. And how beautiful will it be for those of you who are in Canada and the States to start your day with the Quran? This is an inspiration that inshallah we hope to keep going even after Ramadan. After some time, if you feel like supporting this project, inshallah, you can reach out to us. هذا وصل اللهم وبارك على رسول الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.